Ours to Protect. Brought to you by TIP FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
We know that bees are unfortunately on the decline, and worryingly, they may not be the only animal and insect that we're in danger of losing. On a recent walk with John G. O'Dwyer for our upcoming Walks and Talks series, I spoke to biologist Michael Roach about the flora and fauna that are native to the area of Derry Villa in Littleton near Thurles, an area which has undergone a dramatic change of role. A lake, two wetland areas and wildlife sanctuary have been constructed on 70 acres of land previously used by Bordnemona for milled peat production. The natural beauty of this place, nestling under the Slievarda Hills, makes it an ideal location for sanctuary for a large selection of wildlife. This includes birds, lapwing and fieldfare, whooper swans, ducks, teal, mallard pintail and wild geese. There's also wheelchair access to a shorter loop walk of the lake, and also to angling and swimming facilities. It's a superb example of how areas once used for production can be reimagined for tourism and biodiversity. Michael began by showing us the wide array of plants growing in the area.
Grey crows ahead of us here as well, in the path.
In terms of wildlife then, what's around here?
I suppose you still have a good few hares. The hares in decline is in very rapid decline now all over Ireland because of the change in grassland.
Really?
So really it's around the bogs that they're most common now, and there's a lot of areas now in you'll see no hares anymore at all, where they used to be 20 years ago full of them, you know.
Wow.
So it's like, so it's the whole intensification of grassland has changed. We're in the middle of the fifth extinction right now. We're right in the middle of it and people don't realise it. The fifth great extinction on Earth, and it's happening in Ireland just as much as any other country, you know.
Wow.
And we were starting with a lower base in Ireland, in that after the Ice Age we had less variety of plants and animals than most other countries in Europe. So, you know, the effects will be greater on Ireland because we have far less species, you know.
Well, one thing, Michael, I'll just say is here, one where it really strikes me is this year, it's the first year we've gone out to the middle of June, and I still haven't heard the cuckoo yet. We've gone a long way, so.
This is an area now where you'll hear the cuckoo around here, yeah.
Yes.
I have to come here. I used to be able to hear it from my house one time, up to about maybe 10, 12 years ago, and I hear it no more around there.
Wow.
Because the kind of, we'll say the long grass, the moor and all that has been kind of drained down. And you come over here, you'll hear them around here now. This is a good area.
And is there less of them coming in, Michael?
You see the nest in the meadow pipits, usually they lay their eggs in the meadow pipit's nest. And the meadow pipit and the lark, they've disappeared from most farmland now, and you will get them here around the edges of bogs and where the land is a bit rougher, you know. And but that's really part of the reason why the cuckoo's gone, is because the meadow pipit is gone, you know.
That's hugely concerning.
Well, it is, and I suppose if people realise it more, they'd be a bit more concerned. There was a Limerick TD there recently. He threw all the figures up on the Dáil. He said he was naming most of the bird species that 50% drop in 20 years in County Limerick, you know. And he said it's probably the same right across the country, you know.
My God.
And there's a huge decline in insects. When you get the decline in all the different plants, then the insects the special insects that live on these plants, then they are gone, and then less food for the birds. Then the birds decrease.
What can we do to change that, or have we gone too far past?
Well, I suppose the hope was that a lot of that stuff was being preserved on farms, but then different rules came in from the EU there, where farmers are being penalised for any bit of what we'd call rough land, scrub and different things, but that was also nesting sites for birds and insects, and that there's two things going on there. On the one hand, they're offering grants to try and preserve nature, putting up nesting boxes, and on the other hand they're telling them to clear away all the habitat and the food for the nature. So we need more areas like this. We need more nature reserves in full. We don't really have enough of them in Ireland, I don't think.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by TIP FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.